This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, let's jump into this one. About 2-3 weeks ago, I think it was pre-election, I said, when I see people, especially on social media, they will say, Dave Harrigan, I will no longer be friends. And it's way more often the lefties than the righties. I will no longer be friends with anyone who votes for Donald Trump. I said, ridiculous. And then I got destroyed by a number of texters and emails too. Oh, you have friends who voted for Donald Trump. What are they, all racist and they hate women? No. I have friends who are Republicans, have been Republicans their whole life. The majority of my friends, the overwhelming majority, who are Republicans, think Trump's a bozo. Let's go with the bozo term. Okay? But they still philosophically agree with conservative principles. Again, I didn't give a tenth of a second of a thought to voting for that narcissist. But again, there were Romney I would have voted for, Christie I would have voted for, McCain I would have voted for, the Rammer. Give me Jim Ramsey. Give me somebody. There are others who are center-right Republicans. Chris Sununu, before he kissed Trump's butt, I would have voted for him. So, no. Now, do I have a couple folks who are just die hard, they love Donald Trump? Yeah. And we don't agree. We just don't agree. But we find 99% of other aspects of life to talk about and find areas where we agree, where we enjoy our company, we laugh, have fun, whatever. And so here's another one, because this is popping up again for Thanksgiving, tied to Trump entering the political scene. I won't go to this family celebration because aunt this, uncle this, my cousin this voted for Donald Trump. Now, if the whole dinner is going to turn adversarial and you're just going to argue the whole time, okay, I get it. But if it's just because you're going philosophically that you voted for Harris or vice versa, you voted for Trump and you're just outraged, you find it indignant that somebody voted for Harris, and you can switch it up either way, and that's why you're not going to Thanksgiving, I think you're missing out. Now, if somebody in your family is a jerk, is rude, doesn't treat you with respect, that's a different story. But if it's just politics, as a person who talks a lot of politics on the show, I don't talk that much politics in my everyday life. I just don't. I like it here. But come on, Dave. You got to be with me on this one, right? If you go there and it's like your third year in a row and it's just politics, 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 and you're going to get in an argument, I guess. But if it's just, it comes up for 5 minutes and you're just kind of good natured, you're the Trumpers, hey, how'd that work out with Kamala? And you're just having some fun with it, and you're not going because of that? I think you're missing the point of family and friends. Are we now saying everybody in our friendship circle, our family circle, basically has to agree with us 100% or, to quote our show, dead to us, lose our number? I find it nauseating.
That's how we're getting beyond family in our personal lives and social media lives, right? That's what we get. We get the silo. Everyone agrees with us. Wait a minute. Uncle Bob doesn't agree? And he has the gall to vote for somebody else that I don't agree with?
Yeah. Fine.
I think that's, I mean, that's where we've been headed for a while. And I think politics for many people, and specifically we're talking about folks on the left right now that were vehemently anti-Donald Trump, it's become more personal than ever.
I agree with you.
And for that reason, yeah, if Aunt Mildred just voted for Donald Trump because she always votes conservative, she always votes Republican, okay, that's one reason.
Right, and it doesn't automatically make her a racist. No. And, you know, by the way, if I have Aunt Mildred in my family who just says racist, misogynist comments on a regular basis, I won't be there. But if it's just she voted for somebody I didn't vote for, come on. But you're right. We are in this silo world, ratcheted up by social media, but not only social media, where we just want to be told, great point, Dave. God, you're right.
Of course we do.
And we want more of that than ever.
Say that again.
I was coughing when I said it.
But for those reasons, we've kind of been brainwashed a little bit into the fact that I almost don't fault people for saying no.
I do.
If you're MAGA, I'm sorry. I take this so personally. You know,
do you go MAGA versus MAGA?
I go MAGA.
MAGA, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It could be MAGA.
Yeah.
MAGA, MAGA.
More go MAGA.
Do more go, because
I think.
MAGA. Yeah, I guess probably should.
I think it should be MAGA. I think it should be MAGA. Rolls off the tongue better.
I disagree.
Yeah.
Tomato, tomato.
I'm not talking to you.
Get out of here, Chad. You're not welcome to my table.
Listen, there's a lot of contributors and a lot of factors. Rise above them. Pass the filling. Pass that mediocre turkey. Hopefully you got a little ham, you got a little brisket, and you slide that. And a little political talk, fine. 5 minutes. Move on to other things. Again, if the person's a lout, is cruel, you do you. We all might have that person in our life. I hope you don't. But that's not just a political difference. That's a character. And I don't feel like as a person who's not voting for Donald Trump for the rest of eternity, I don't feel like, wow, there's something wrong with your character if you vote for Donald Trump. Again, Alec Baldwin today is in Italy promoting, I assume, Rust. And he says, again, there's a lot of uninformed Americans on issues.
Well, that's 100% true.
Yeah.
But it's beyond just the right.
And again, it's just pompous Alec Baldwin lecturing us, you know. And again, Alec sometimes just needs to be a little more self-reflective on his own issues, just once or twice. Okay, we're late. What do you want to say? You want to completely disagree with me? No, I'm not going. Because two members of my family voted for Trump, and I can't stand Trump. He's going to ruin the country. I'm not going. I just totally disagree with you. What do you want to say? Text or phone call. 651-461-9226. Find the myriad of other reasons where it can be abused, bemused, laugh, and just pull politics off to the side.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Paul Majors in about 10. Apparently, if you disagree politically with your family members, you should never, ever talk to them again. That's what I'm being told. Joe is called in. Joe, you're on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Chad, buddy, come on. I mean, I listen to you every day.
Thank you.
I disagree with about 80% of stuff you talk about.
Wow, what are you talking about?
But that's what makes it good. What fun is it to hang out with people that think like you? That's not fun.
Thank you.
It's boring.
Thank you.
Right? If you go with, like, I got in-laws. They hate Trump. They know I voted for him.
Yep.
Drives them nuts. And that, I have a ball with that because they hate it. And it bugs the bejesus out of them. And I'm like, why?
Do they laugh along too, or are they upset?
No. They get kind of upset. And then I back off. You know, I'm like, yeah. But what's the fun? I got a good friend of mine who's a screaming lefty. I mean, he's way over. But we have a ball. He's a great guy. But we go at each other a little bit, but that's all it is. But this whole thing where people are like, well, I'm not talking to him because he thinks this way. That's insane. You can't go through the world like that. Because like I said, I love listening to you. But like I said, I disagree with just about everything you talk about.
You realize you're wrong and I'm right, though, correct?
Yeah, well, exactly.
Thank you.
I know. But that's the way it is, right? What's fun is it to take calls every day that agree with you?
No.
Right?
Dave knows this. I read significantly more texts that disagree, and it's not even close.
Of course, because it's no fun just going, oh, yeah, I agree with you, Chad. It's like, yeah.
And then I read
the ones that disagree.
Then I read the ones off air to Dave and just, you know, that agree with me and say, wow. I'm amazing.
It's like two of them.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for the third of the year, but I mean, all right.
Yeah.
Have a happy Thanksgiving, Joe. Keep calling in. I appreciate
you too, Evan. Take it easy. You bet.
All right, man. What does it say about someone on the left when they refuse to associate with a Trump voter? One does not hear about someone who refuses to associate with someone who voted for Harris. Which party's open-minded? Let's not go that far. I mean, we have millions of examples of that on a regular basis. But right now, I'm pointing more of the blame on the lefties in this case, partially because they got beat decisively. And there's a little bit more of the, let's just be honest, Dave, the lecturing and the condescending, and you just don't understand from the lefties compared to the righties.
Alec Baldwin leading the way.
Yes. He gave a prime example today. American voters, they're just uninformed. As opposed to they just don't agree with you, Alec. And by the way, if you voted for Trump, I don't agree. That doesn't mean, oh, I'm so much smarter than you. More text. It's nauseating when you can't get through a meal without people bringing up politics, when it's not even related to the discussion being had, and they always cite fake stuff as facts to make their case. So, if I'm at a Thanksgiving, Dave, and I don't even care if it's somebody I agree with, and it's just a family gathering, and it's just politics, 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 even if they're mirroring my comments, and they should be trouble if they are, can we just move on a little? Let's complain about this dry, dull turkey as opposed to breaking down the demographics and what happened with the last election.
Just pass the mashed potatoes and quiet down.
Lumpy is the way to go with the mashed potatoes.
Got to have some lumps.
Yeah. The person who, more text, want to go to the event due to their voting is a narrow-minded idiot. Should be give and take. Yeah, there you go. Whatever you say, Neville Chamberlain Hartman. I think that's a good way to finish. Majors next.